Curiosity. Curiosity is a trait that people typically associate with children. Curiosity, however, is a trait that we should all cultivate. A lack of curiosity is associated with depression. People who engage and cultivate curiosity are happier and more creative than those who do not. By taking the steps to improve curiosity, you will also improve your own creative process. Spark your curiosity. The human brain responds to rewards. We are not likely to repeat behavior if we do not see the benefit, which is why rewarding curiosity is necessary to spark it. Look for intrinsic and extrinsic motivations that will help you on the road to pique your curiosity. The reward of satisfying curiosity is an example of intrinsic motivation. Extrinsic motivation is an external reward. Gamification, which borrows from gaming theory, is a useful tool to reward your curiosity. Choose tasks related to curiosity. Make a list. Assign points. Assign a number of points to each task. Tasks that are more difficult should be given more points. Assign rewards. Better rewards have higher points attached to them. For example, a visit to a coffee shop could be 20 points, while buying an app could be 50 points. The rewards will depend on what motivates you. Keep score. Find a way to keep track of your points that works for you. You could use anything from spreadsheets to phone apps. Curiosity is the engine of creativity. Curiosity is what motivates learning and creativity. We become curious when we desire to fill the knowledge gap and increase our understanding. Satisfying curiosity and improving a creative mindset requires mental and creative stimulation. Begin by asking questions regularly. Enjoy the questioning process and do not rush to a conclusion. Learn something new every day and use this information to pique curiosity. Communicate with people about topics that interest you so that you can both learn new information and teach. Engage. It's easy to believe the stereotype that creative people are always solitary. In reality, however, human interaction is important in encouraging curiosity and increasing creativity. We need people for our physical and mental well-being. Rather than being locked away in creative pursuits, take the time to engage with others. Talk to people, share your expertise, and join different groups to build relationships. How to engage? Ask questions. Get to know people. Do not push relationships. Keep old friends as you make new ones. Connect over shared passions and ideas. Ask open-ended questions. As we have already stated, open-ended questions are useful for increasing creativity. Unlike closed questions, which have specific, correct answers, open-ended questions are broad and need to be explored. These questions should be familiar from essay questions in high school. Open-ended questions example. What are the different ways of looking at the situation? Open-ended questions develop curiosity because they allow you to explore the topic instead of rushing straight to find the answer. Case study. Heath always tried to reach conclusions as quickly as possible. He liked concrete knowledge rather than abstract thought. When working on his most recent project, he became frustrated because he could not find the answer to his questions. He began to resent the project and the topic in general. A friend suggested that increasing his curiosity in the subject and working with others might help him find the answers he needed. Heath chose to develop a support team, but he was skeptical. The team shared their ideas and explored questions. The group had difficulty melding at first, but they soon learned to appreciate each other. Heath was surprised at how much he did not know and found himself interested in discovering more. The project ended better than he expected it to be. Satisfying curiosity is an example of motivation, intrinsic reward, gamification, extrinsic reward.